This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why do we need to understand the adhkar? Because we said that this course is about understanding the adhkar. Why is this important? And I hope I explain this to you well, so you can understand the importance of understanding the adhkar. And then it becomes upon you to attend and learn and listen. Shuf. Al-adhkar, or al-dhikr, is of three levels. A dhikr of the heart and the tongue. You get them both involved. The second level of dhikr, which is less than this, is the dhikr of the heart alone. And less than this is the dhikr of the tongue alone without the heart. These are the levels of a dhikr. Of course, the best one of them is what? The heart and the tongue together. And the greatest way to get the heart involved with the tongue when reciting the adhkar is to understand what you're saying. And it's almost impossible to have the heart active and present while you're reading the adhkar if you do not understand it. Look, understanding the adhkar is something that was a great concern even among at-tabi'een. And you look at the story of Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, rahimahullah, min at-tabi'een. One day he saw someone being lazy concerning his worship. So he said to him, "How old are you?" The man said, "I'm 60. 60 years old. For he said to him, "Yani, do you realize you're at the end of the road? Sure, 60, yani, what's left? You're at the end of the road. What's this attitude you have towards worship?" So the man said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Fal-Fudayl, rahimahullah, he said to him, he said, "Do you know what that means?" Shuf, the Salaf, al-Tabi'een are concerned about the meaning. He said to this old man, "Do you just know what you said? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Do you understand its meaning? Wallah, you just said words and you don't understand what it is." He said, "I don't know." Hada from the time of al-Tabi'een. Look at the concern for the meaning of the adhkar is at the time of al-Tabi'een. He said to him, "I don't know." Al-Fudayl rahimahullah, he said to him, "Inna lillah means we are slaves of Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un, we shall return to him." And if you know, now he's giving him the understanding. He said to him, "If you know that you will return to him, then you should know that you'll be questioned. And if you know you're going to be questioned, then you need to prepare answers for these questions." Allahu Akbar. Even the one who said, "Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un," if you pondered over these few words that you said, you'll understand there is big trouble ahead if you do not prepare. And as a result, the heart is active, the tongue is active, that believer will get up from that day and prepare himself. Adhkar al-sabah wal-masa. When you understand them, it pushes you towards action. It pushes you towards righteousness. The scholars have mentioned that the one who utters words of dhikr without knowing its meaning, it'll have little, if not no effect on him. Allahu Akbar. No effect. And what's worse than this is the one who says the adhkar and then throughout the day and the night his actions contradict that which he said. And that this is the greatest of calamities. Yani he's sitting adhkar al-salah, he doesn't know what it means. رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبَّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ وَبِحَمَدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَبِيًّا يَا رَبِّ. And I am pleased with Allah as my Lord. I'm pleased with Rasulullah, my messenger. I'm pleased with Islam, my deen. And then his actions of the day of the night doesn't show that he's pleased with Allah as his Lord. Doesn't show. Where is it? How is it that you said you're pleased with Rasulullah as a prophet? One town you're engaged in bid'ah. How's this the case? See what, Heather, when you, this is the calamity when you do not understand what you say. Why do we have to understand these adhkar? Because when you know the meanings, it has a great effect on the heart and the soul. A person becomes humble. Wallahi, he becomes humble when he reads these adhkar, one after the other. And he really begins to understand the desperate need he has for Allah Azza wa Jal and the complete state of weakness he is in before Allah Azza wa Jal. Wallah, at times, reading adhkar as-sabah wal-masa' it can move a person to tears. Wallahi, it can. Knowing that you're absolutely nothing without the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Such as when you read, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Astaghif. This is a person, if you understand, well, inshallah, we're coming to them. بِرَحْمَتِكَ أَسْتَغِيثُ. I am in complete, desperate need of your mercy. فَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَىٰ نَفْسِي طَرْفَةَ عَيْنِ. Do not allow me to rely on myself even for the blink of an eye. And I can't. By myself, I can't. I will lose the gap. I will drop. I cannot continue in worship. I cannot continue in upholding al-Iman. And this certainty in my heart, I cannot, if it wasn't for your mercy. But Leo, realize how small you are, how weak you are, how desperate you are, needing Allah Azza wa Jalla's mercy. Imagine this, yet you're sitting every morning and saying this, every afternoon and saying this. And you're adding to it all of them. Allahu Akbar, Allah is such a person. Life changing, I'm telling you. But you need to understand what you're saying.